This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the United Auto Workers on strike and picketing 14 General Motors manufacturing locations, there are early predictions about economic impacts. The Detroit News today cites economists saying Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana would feel the sharpest effects, with the chance that Michigan falls into recession if the strike goes longer than a week and a half. 50,000 workers for GM struck as the week began after contract negotiations broke down. It's the union's first national strike since a short walkout in 2007. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what has changed since 2007 for GM workers and their employer.
A lot has changed economically in the past 12 years.
It was very much an economic disaster for 2007.
That's Arthur Wheaton with Cornell University. He says given the terrible economy, the UAW was willing to make concessions in 2007, like agreeing to a system where new workers get paid at lower scale and temporary workers receive different benefits. So now at GM, says Eric Loomis, a labor historian at the University of Rhode Island,
they are employing people next to each other, doing the same job, that are making different wages.
Since 2007, GM has shed tens of thousands of workers, filed for bankruptcy, and was bailed out by the U.S. government. Now GM is profitable, in part because it shifted its focus to trucks and SUVs, says Gary Burtless, an economist with the Brookings Institution.
They're gradually getting out of the sedan business.
Today's labor dispute centers on healthcare benefits, wages, and closing that pay gap for new and temporary hires. The union also wants GM to reopen recently shuttered factories. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.